14th. Welcome, everyone. I would like to introduce the dais to you. To my left is Mr. Carl Persis, representing District 4. To his right is Mr. Ruben Colon, representing District 5. Next to his right is our school board attorney, Mr. Ted Doran. To my far right is Erin Lieben. She's our school board agency clerk and extraordinarily gifted young woman. To her left is Ms. Anita Burnett. I got it right this time. Anita Burnett, representing District 2. To her left is Ms. Jamie Haynes, representing District 1 and vice chair this year. To her left is Dr. Fritz, our superintendent, better late than never. And I'm Linda Cuthbert. I represent District 3, and I'm gifted to be your chair for this year. So welcome. Please silence your phones. I think we need to have the Pledge of Allegiance. I think we'll do that first. Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. There's only one item for approval on this agenda this evening. Public participation will be before we vote. There will be a motion, a second motion, and after our discussion, before we vote, we will have public participation if there is any. If you decide to speak this evening, please come to the dais. Make sure you state your name, the area of residence you are in our county. You have 3 minutes to speak. 2.01, board action item. Dr. Fritz.
Madam Chair, Board, I'd like to call Mr. Penley to review Policy 503. Mr. Penley, whenever you're ready, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Fritz. Madam Chair, Board members, tonight we bring before you revised Policy 503 concerning face coverings. This policy revision for the 2021-2022 school year would make our former mandatory face covering policy optional, reflected in the change to the title of the policy. It encourages all persons to substantially comply with authoritative or governmental controlling issued health standards, as we've discussed before, but the mask wearing would be optional at the student, vendor, visitor, or other individual's pleasure. The superintendent is directed to timely notify the board of any significant escalation or emergency requiring reconsideration of this policy in the next school year. It continues the definition for face coverings as we had before, with the exception for face shields in subparagraph 3B, to allow for face shields to be worn as a substitute for cloth coverings. The exceptions go away. There are no general exceptions. It continues to have the district responsible for supply of personal protective equipment at the student, visitor, vendor option. It also makes the effective date effective upon adoption by the school board, which, if it's the board's pleasure, will be tonight. If there are any questions, I'm happy to address them.
Are there any questions of the board for Mr. Penley? Mr. Persis.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Penley. I just would like you to clarify for the listening audience that at this meeting right now, we could not amend that policy and then vote on such an amendment.
That's correct, Mr. Persis. If tonight you were to want any substantial changes other than Scrivener error, that sort of thing, it would require the policy to be re-noticed in accordance with any revisions that you wanted to make.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Persis. Yes, Ms. Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Penley. I just want to clarify or make sure that we clarify a few points. So if this is voted upon and approved tonight, starting effective immediately, masks will be optional for everyone on school campuses or in district buildings. Am I correct?
That is correct.
And as I stated before, there's no loophole here where tomorrow, as students come into summer programs, that someone can mandate for them to wear one, correct?
That's correct.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that everyone heard that. So if we vote for this tonight, this becomes optional, and no one can mandate that anyone wear one effective immediately.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Haynes. Are there any other questions, Mr. Colon? Ms. Burnett?
Nope. I'm clear.
I thought the draft that you gave us for optional face coverings covered everything you asked, that we asked you to do. You made vocabulary changes and added the sentence that Ms. Haynes asked you, and about the superintendent notifying us of any significant escalation or emergency requiring reconsideration of the policy. And also, to add on to what Mr. Persis said, the reason why we called this special session is because we are now at the end of our 28-day of advertising for this policy, correct? So now we can legally adopt this, or, based upon our vote tonight, correct?
That's correct, Madam Chair. This policy revision was advertised effective May the 14th, 2021.
Okay. Are there any other items of discussion on this new adopted policy? New amended policy. Forgive me. I don't want Mr. Penley to go into shock. Okay, this is policy 503, and it's an amendment. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Superintendent.
It's the superintendent's recommendation that we amend the policy as stated from Mr. Penley, making face coverings optional.
Okay, you've heard the recommendation of the superintendent that we amend policy 503, which no longer is mandatory, but now it's an optional face covering policy. Is there a motion?
Move approval.
And I second it. I'd like to state one thing. I'm seconding this motion, even though I still think we should have repealed the entire thing.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Haynes. The motion is made by Mr. Carl Persis and seconded by Ms. Jamie Haynes. At this time, is there any further discussion?
So I wanted to share with you all, I reached out to Ms. Boswell today, and, we're making these changes in a timely manner. The 14-day positivity rate was 4.09, and 51% of eligible residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine. So I think we're getting to the other side, and so for that reason, I gladly will support this.
Thank you, Mr. Colon. Any other further comments? Okay. I would like now to ask if there are any cards for public participation. Thank you. Ms. Carol Sawyer.
Good evening, Ms. Cuthbert,
good evening,
board members,
Sawyer,
and Dr. Fritz. Okay, I totally agree with making the face coverings optional, period. I kind of go with Ms. Haynes over there. Even when mandated, few wore them correctly anyway. They were wearing them as an earring, like I am here, or they were wearing as a chin cover, a chin warmer. But what I'm here for now is why we're in the process of getting rid of things now because of the virus. I would like to ask that the alcohol wipes and the hand sanitizers remain on all the school buses. We want to get rid of the masks, face covering, but we want the alcohol wipes and the sanitizers to stay on the school buses. Every student that boards the bus and exits the bus must touch the RFID card to put their alpha codes in. That's a lot of germs. And through this pandemic, we have had alcohol wipes in our bus, and we wipe them down daily. And we all love that as bus operators and attendants. Also, the students are not required to use the hand sanitizer. We have a hand sanitizer right by the door when they come on the bus or off the bus. But bus drivers and attendants and a lot of students are still using the hand sanitizer, even though they don't have to. So those two items I would like you to think about keeping on the school buses probably forever.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Ms. Sawyer. Mr. Superintendent, is that something that to me that's
certainly reasonable? I will do think that we have learned some things along this process, and that's just good practice at this point.
It's been a long time for elementary classes, and as well as my own class. We always had hand sanitizer in the classroom. Can we continue that in our classrooms?
Again, I think that's good practice, and I think that's something that we've learned along this process that we will continue as a staple item for our classrooms.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you, Ms. Sawyer. And the reason why I addressed it now, if this is a special session. She's a special person, special situation, so we were able to speak with her. Usually we do not respond to people who come to the dais for public participation. If there is no other public discussion, let's have a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The motion is passed 5-0. Any other comments? Okay. We're adjourned. Yeah.